Blind Cool Tech, May 6th, Derby Day, 2006.
Blind Cool Tech, we're fun.
I wanted to play with the podcast stuff, okay?
Technology, cool, is anybody there? And blind music.
Ah, God, who put that wall there?
And all come together.
Hey, I'm Larry Skukon, and I'm here with Joe Adams. And we are at the Derby. We are walking up to the entrance. You see here helicopters above us. What is there? Six of them flying around a while ago. It's crazy.
We're surrounded by the police, actually.
And Shelly just dropped us off, and there's all kinds of people doing parking in their yards for $20 and $30.
$50.
Was there a 50?
Oh, most of them are 50. Yeah.
Oh, man.
We're gonna
What's that?
We're
going
to have to find the entrance here.
Alright.
It looks like it must be down there.
So what's through here, Joe?
We got to the left, I got Twinspire.
Oh yeah?
Okay, and we got the Lizard
in front
of us.
For what?
Early Times Billboard in front of us here. It says official drink of the Kentucky Derby. Mint julep.
Oh.
We got this kid, he's a rock star, man. He's like that's your change. That was pretty good. On top of that, that was a little guy standing on the corner with his toy guitar and hat out on the sidewalk. Collecting a little change there. Got some people giving some sunshade too. I think we're both doing okay for the time being now.
Yep, yeah, you got your derby hat on, Joe?
Oh, derby hat, the apparel is on. Looks like I see signs.
Now we're heading towards the Twin Steeples.
I'm not sure how to this is. Might be Central Parkway.
Okay.
Going into
Yeah, we should explain. We're going to the wild part of Derby, and which is the infield.
They wouldn't give us the tickets to Millionaire's Row.
We tried, though.
We're going to go to the infield.
Maybe in next year, Blind Cool Tech can afford Millionaire's Row.
All right,
let's see. I wish to point out, too, that this may not be a G-rated show. Blind Cool Tech tries to always do G-rated, but this is your warning in this case, because I've heard a lot of stories from people that anything can happen in here.
Take a full body x-ray.
In fact, Shelly and I were talking this morning. Yeah, well, you were there, Joe. Talking about, I think Mardi Gras is the only thing that's any wilder than this that I know of.
All right, there you go.
You're fine.
We did?
That was it. We don't have anything.
Wow. I'm glad I brought my flask.
No. All right, $40 cash. Welcome to Churchill Downs.
So the admission is 40. Might as well keep this wallet handy, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, over here.
You gotta get him.
There you go.
tunnel to get over into the infield.
Okay. There's lots of good smells in here. Yeah, so there's a little stand set up here and people milling around. And guess,
we got daily racing programs.
Do we need a racing form, Joe? You know how to read one? Because I don't.
I have no idea.
We're poor excuses for horse racers. Hey, Joe informs us that he's never won a bet on a horse, so we're going to change that today.
We got $8 hurricanes.
Hurricanes?
Yeah, it's so cold.
Oh, okay. Well, there'll be stuff on the infield too, though, right?
Yeah, we're heading all the way.
It's all the
way. Yeah, we have to do the traditional mint julep at least. I've never had one, man. It's very crowded here, as you can tell.
Some grown people having a little fun.
Having what?
Having a little fun.
Oh, yeah. So I wonder how much time to the next race. We'll have to find our nearest betting window, too. What's that?
A handful of something nice.
Thank you. I'll appreciate every one of those. So we're going down now. We must be going under the track.
Yeah. Oh, sweet, it's filled to the brim.
Huh?
Stands are just filled to the brim.
Are they? So last year they said they had 156,000 here.
We're in a tunnel underneath the track directly.
So now we leveled off. We must be right under the track now, huh?
Yeah.
And this is what, about 20 feet wide or so? What I can hear, maybe not that wide.
Yeah, I think it's a probably 50
feet. Oh, that wide?
Yeah.
And what's in here? Is it just people walking, or is there not?
Yeah.
There's not concession stands or anything down here, right?
Good.
Yes, it does.
Before I call my fucking handler to kick my ass.
In fact, there's actually two
Saturdays. Oh, is it? So now we're going back up and emerging into the light and the warmth of the sun. It's a beautiful day in Louisville today. And this should be pretty crowded, too.
Broken liners and all kinds of sprigs of mint. The whole place is just littered up.
You know, that's a shame that people leave such a mess behind. But.
Here we are. Whoa. Best dressed people.
Oh, yeah? Anything of noteworthiness?
This moment is tattoos here next to businessman's suit.
And I guess we should point out for those people not in America, especially, that one of the traditions of the Derby is is the women wearing these wild hats. Well, the men too, I guess, huh? Man, it is packed, wall-to-wall people right here. This is amazing.
Can't see a thing.
Can't what?
Can't see a thing. There is no way. We'll be lucky if we see a horse.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Did it start from the front?
It's good. I like it. It's original. The last one's
oops, I'm sorry.
I'm not a gynecologist, but sure. I'll take it
that way. We got a Starbucks coffee van over here.
Oh, yeah?
We drink, we drive, we park, we pour.
Officially licensed Visa merchandise sold here. Aha! Uh-huh. It is just wall to wall. I think we should. I was expecting this to be grass out here, man.
Just walking on the stretch right here. It mainly is grass.
Oh, okay.
Big screen over there. Okay.
Oh, so we can watch it on TV, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Now, why is it we didn't want to sit on the couch and have some beautiful woman fix us a mint julep and kick back with our feet up? We wanted to come out here so we could see the horses. Even the men's, huh?
Well, they just have porta potties there. They probably have a big, I think they do have a big bathroom down there.
No! Porta potties.
No, no, no!
Are the thing.
No.
It's
going to
be a hot
time.
It's
going to
be a hot
time.
No!
Yes.
Wow, so have we been just walking in the same direction all this time? Well, I guess people just throw their cups on the ground when they're through, huh?
As you said that, I saw somebody throwing something down on the ground.
Love that mustard.
It's like six, like around. Is that all?
This is incredible. I don't think I've ever been in this kind of crowd. I mean, we're literally just touching people as we're going through here. In our quest for the mint julep.
And they had a complication.
Wonder why I always thought of a mint julep in a glass instead of a plastic cup.
Yeah, I did too.
So I wonder how long till the next race. Lots of cigar smoke in the air. What's that? How many?
None.
Oh my goodness. Well, we got to do it though. Are we right here in the line?
Yeah. Bundles of that milk there.
I'll bet.
Like bushels of it up there.
This is probably the mint industry's
number one
venue. Yeah.
They're talking about sprigs at least a foot tall of mint.
Is that right?
A whole mint plant in this thing.
Wow.
We're going to get the glasses to have to carry around with us the rest of the day, too. So.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Now we're in the grass.
Oh, yeah, dude.
So where's the track at from here?
We're pretty much right centrally located. I guess we're more on the left, right in the center of the track, though. Like, you're looking straight ahead at the backside of the track.
Okay. So no chance of getting up close to it anywhere for any of these races.
We can walk over and give it a shot. I think I see the KFC truck.
Do we want to tell our Blind Cool Tech listeners what significance the KFC truck has in Joe's life?
Maybe we should see that. Man, this grass is trampled right here, too.
It's what?
Trampled.
Yeah, it is.
Tired now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we'll be all right.
Tired already, huh?
We'll take a couple.
Okay.
Here, I got it, Jeff.
You want to get this round, or?
I'll get it.
18.
That must be doing good business.
Stay busy. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, thanks.
That's cool.
Oh, it's got a huge sprig of mint.
Let's actually step back the other way out of here.
Yeah, it's frost on the outside of this glass. Very nice. What?
I can't see the track. We're right there at it.
Oh, nice. You know what? We gotta get away from this noise, though. Yeah. That must be the mint julep generator, huh?
Yeah.
It generates mint juleps.
Yeah, we're talking about a crowd through here.
whatever you think. You know, I guess it's, we probably, do we want to try betting on a race?
Oh.
So people have got lawn chairs set up all through here.
That sums it up.
Well, I'm glad we gave that warning. What are they doing, Joe?
They're just banding now. I think that's the end of the show.
They must have had one too many mint juleps, right?
Cool.
About as close as we're going to get to the track, huh?
No, we can actually walk down here. Let's try this.
We need to go, we need to go to the...
I'm surprised by the amount of mint in this julep. I thought it was just supposed to be a sprig, but it's a whole blossom full. Oops, sorry.
Tattoo. I gotta show you.
Only one gets the blue ribbon,
baby.
Only one gets the blue ribbon. Nice. You got it, man. That's the fence right there, dude.
Where at?
Right in front of it. It's like,
you know,
10 feet.
It's like what?
Another 10 feet over there.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty crowded up there.
Well, I mean, we should be able to hear the horses right here as they go by, right?
I don't know. I mean, we could try to get over here about before the race, but it's going to be really loud because there's going to be a lot of people pile up.
Yeah, not sure.
But we'll try. You never know.
Oh.
Right. Well, you want to try to get some bets placed, or
why not?
I guess so.
What do you think?
Take notes.
Do you know when when the next race is? Yeah, we're both a couple of pretty rank amateurs here at this. I do know that 604 is the post time for the Derby.
Sorry.
Have you had a chance to try your mint julep yet?
Yeah, it's pretty sweet, isn't it?
Yeah. Wow. Boy, that's a stiff drink. Was it just straight bourbon with mint leaves in it?
I like
mixed in there.
And what is that?
It's a sugary mix.
Okay.
Place bets on. We might have to go back out.
Oh, is that right?
We'll see here. I thought you could bet here, but maybe not.
Have you got your watch on, Joe? It wasn't this, though.
Yeah.
You've been to three of them already, huh?
Crazy, huh?
It is crazy. It's just people out here in lawn chairs and milling around and just a sea of
reading paper.
Yeah, reading the racing paper.
Chewing their dip and smoking cigars.
I guess we should tell our Blind Cool Tech listeners that the horse we're going to pick. And how scientifically we came at this conclusion. Man, this is crazy. What was it? What was it like?
Sorry.
Excuse me. That was nice.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. Hey, caramba, Larry.
Mamma mia.
We got everybody around us.
So, how does one get up to the stands part of this? They just don't allow you in?
You gotta have a thing of
the week.
Yeah.
There we go.
There's a chili bar out there. Budweiser over there.
Oh,
email back because I was all about purchasing my shoes digitally here, and I bought it in the morning. No, I would have bought it, and I wouldn't have felt that.
I'm sorry. Problem with this sport, everybody's always in motion to get to the windows and back to the track. Smelling burgers going there.
Yeah. I think that's some barbecue pork.
A nicer day for the Derby. It was a bit chilly this morning.
Let's go down here.
Can we wager on any race?
Could be able to,
but I guess I don't know enough to do any of the other ones except the...
around here, if you know what I'm saying.
Whoa. left that one in the stable. So which race is the Derby? Is it like the 7th?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Hey, you guys know which race the Derby is?
Thank you. How long a line we got here?
We'll be here for a while.
Really? See, normally you do this every race, but I don't think we want to do that.
Yeah, we'll just put our bets down and be done.
Yeah.
They're talking
about stepping. Are they? So it's 4:30. You got another hour and a half for the big race. We should be able to get our bet in by then, huh?
Oh, yeah. We'll probably be here maybe a half hour at the most. I mean, the line's moving.
Yep, yep. And we have our mint julep.
Hey. Doing fine.
So, we should tell people how we came up with Steppenwolfer. And that was, at Marley's daycare, they were making little horses for Derby or something?
Yeah, that's the one she got.
Yeah. It's kind of a cute little thing. It's made out of a paper bag with construction paper for the ears and a big long tube. I guess like a riding horse. So his name is, she picked Steppenwolfer. Well, then come to find out, Liz's son, my friend Liz, knows the jockey that's riding Steppenwolfer. So that's, closing this line. So that cinched it for us.
Okay.
Can you do one in the 7th race?
What?
Can you do one in the 7th race?
Sure don't. Just got here, actually.
Can you do one?
So is this just a whole series of windows and people are lined up in front of each one?
Yeah, right.
So have you been in the stands at one of these?
Not during the Derby, no.
Man, I wonder if you can hear if there's a race going on from over here.
Oh yeah, it gets real wild in the Derby.
But I mean the other races beside the Derby. Don't they call them out on the loudspeakers or something?
Probably.
Yeah, that's what I like.
For me for just a sec. Still got the 8th, the 9th, and then the 10th before the Derby, so we potentially could bet on three different races. Yeah.
part of it.
What's that?
We weren't playing with this drink.
No, man, this is very strong and a lot of it.
Guess you really can't complain. $1 and you get to keep the glass.
Oh, do you?
That glass, yeah.
That's why there's not glass all over the place, huh? The souvenirs.
Yeah. This is the only glass you can have in here. Back there. Everything else is in cups and aluminum bottles. Have you seen those aluminum bottles?
No, I haven't.
Man, those things are weird.
Real thin aluminum or something?
Like a can.
I'll be done. No, I haven't seen them.
Maybe we'll have to get us some beer. Get a Bud Light at home. That'll be the next drink.
So what's the advantage of an aluminum bottle over a can? Just twist off top or something?
I think they're a little taller.
Just my style.
Yeah.
Stylier. On the Kentucky Fried Chicken banner on a boat.
Say Yum Brands on it or anything?
There's another one over there. It says KFC Pizza Taco Bell Yum.
Yeah, I guess somehow they're sponsoring the Derby this year.
Close.
classic, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's a living Woodford County, right by the distillery, though.
Is that right? That is some fine bourbon.
Well, you come home and smell that stuff cooking it.
Oh, I don't know about that.
That smelled pretty good, believe it or not.
Did it? Bobby Frankel, that's who Shelly was talking about. Right now.
I'm getting out of the sun. Take these shades off. Whoa, my drink's melted there.
Mm-hmm.
Drink melted.
Just walking through that crowd.
That's your life. See why they want to get here so soon?
Yeah.
I've done that before.
What, come at the beginning of the day?
Oh, get here real early, yeah.
Me too.
Well, it looks like we're about 8 people away from the window.
Okay. So, Joe, you want to tell people about your hat there?
Indiana Jones hat, I guess.
Blacker, lighter.
It's tan.
Okay.
Matches my Crocs.
Oh, is that what's in here? Is Woodford Reserve, I wonder?
Yeah.
Businessman
from the
running?
Yeah.
It's like a Panama Jack
kind of. A what?
Panama Jack kind of bag.
Oh, really?
Caribbean
looking
bag.
So how are people dressed out here?
Everybody's wearing pretty loud colors, definitely. I mean, you got some people in sweaters and nice suits, and other people in basketball jerseys, and, you know.
A little of everything.
Big old.
Oh, do they? Well, this will be worth keeping around then, won't it? That's probably $4 of that nine, huh?
Yeah, right. What year were you born in?
Huh?
What year were you born in?
57.
Let's see, who won? 57. Iron Legion.
Iron what?
Legion.
Okay. What about your year?
Let's see. That's Jenny Lewis, 1980.
Shelly's 84. What's she?
Swale.
All right.
S-W-A-L-E.
Huh.
A swale of a tail.
I guess. This kind of weight makes you want to place a higher wage, a higher bet, doesn't it?
It does.
It's all a strategy. I think I'm going to bet 20 across the board on it. And two of it will be for Shelly on each one.
Really?
And 18 for me. That's a lot of money, though.
Yeah.
Maybe I should just do six across the board.
Well, she gave me $6 to bet on him.
Oh, okay. You going to do it?
I'll give it to you. You want to bet it?
Either way.
There you go, man. That's $6.
Which one's five?
That one.
This one?
This one. You can't feel the difference?
Not yet. I guess they haven't got any odds posted or anything like that yet. Huh? All right, here comes the Woodford Reserve.
Thank you.
Could you see him?
Yeah, on TV.
Oh.
Actually, I did see him come around the backside, but I couldn't really see him very long.
Yeah.
We're going to be fucking pissed. Great. For you.
Yeah, well, too much.
Yeah, I'd say you only need one of these per Derby Day.
Per year, yeah.
Or per year, yeah. I kind of like it.
I do too. That was more than that.
Wow, what happened to all the ice in yours?
They all melted, I know.
So I still had it in mine.
I know. I was trying to figure that one out, too. You got cold hands today, Larry.
That must be it. Thermal insulated.
We're up next, dude. You get those bets down?
Yeah. We're just doing that one for Shell, right?
Yeah. You don't gonna bend anything?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's just do it.
What do you want? Step in the wolf or two? What do you want?
I'll just put. Yeah, we can want.
I think it's got to be in multiples of two, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'll give him six.
Just to win, or are you gonna do two across the board?
I got every time. Box. Good luck on it.
Hey, computer technician.
I'm gonna go to win. Why not? All or nothing.
Yeah, if you're confident.
Alright. Yeah. What have you got? $6?
I'm
Hello there. See, I'd like to do 20 across the board in the Derby for Steppenwolfer.
$20
for
Steppenwolf?
$20 across the board.
Hey. Huh? Should I have $60?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Can I get six on number two in the Derby?
Okay.
Six on number two in the Derby.
Six on number two to win?
Yeah.
Yep. All right, we did it, man. We made a bet. That's because we're here.
We pushed them over the edge, right?
What's that?
We pushed it over the edge.
That's right. Yeah, it's two above.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they were saying it was a light crowd this morning.
It must have grown.
People did like us and wait till the seventh race to get here.
Yeah, all right. All right, what do you want to do, man?
Well, I think we should scope out to see if we can get close to the track somewhere and just camp out.
Man,
maybe grab a beer or something.
Take a sip. Yeah. Grab a beer and
do that.
Sound good?
Yep. I guess this is just a big, just an excuse to come out and have a big party for people, huh?
Yeah.
A good time on a pretty morning, pretty afternoon in May.
I'm glad you guys did it.
You just bumped up to number six.
I know,
this is the first you hit. No, you said.
I'm glad you guys sat down.
There you go, take a hit.
I've been by the test here, first year, I brought it.
So what do they call this? The shortest 2 minutes in sports?
The greatest 2 minutes.
The greatest 2 minutes, that's right.
You want the last hit before we're done? Sure. Come on.
Especially around here. And I don't think we were recording a while ago when you saw that cool shirt. What was it, work? And that's the way it is in Louisville.
Probably get a little better.
Yeah.
Hey, can you see how much time is left?
All right,
6 minutes.
I couldn't even hold it. That's because you grabbed the wall, not the leg.
go. I have 6 roommates.
Yep.
Of
us. 06? Never would have even realized. I didn't think those cans had been out long enough to expire. Yeah. Yeah. This is the focal point of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, we might as well. Everybody else is, aren't they?
There we go. 1, 2, 3.
Awesome. Number 4.
Thank you. Thanks, God.
We'll be back.
Very nice.
How long did you go to the right point determined?
You got 13
or 10 to 6. This is the closest I've ever been.
And hopefully when everybody gets stood up, we can get up there on the rail, too.
Yeah.
That would be really cool.
There's a couple chairs in front of us, but thinking all the commotion. All right, there's some horses.
All right. The jockey is Alvarez. Sure don't. Sorry.
Now he's overrated.
4, 10. There he is, number 2 in the white.
Yeah. Is he looking pretty spunky?
Looking away. He's taking it easy. Yeah, what's the mother horse going
to do?
Yep. He doesn't need to be excited right yet, does he? It is.
Well, that's a good looking horse. Number 15. I'm not sure who that is.
Beautiful.
And what makes him so good looking?
Just tell all the horses in their front and their back. Backs of the body. Just really. Strong horse.
See, it seems like in most races you have a chance to look at the horses and then you can go bet and get back over to the track in time to watch them. But,
well, this is just such a big race.
Yeah.
Come and stick in here.
Show and five. See, Biscuit!
Tell me Beaverwood like that shit.
Beaverwood.
This is the 132nd running of the Kentucky Derby, the Run for the Roses.
That was pretty funny today. Wally was like, I want to go to the Derby.
She was what?
I want to go to the Derby. Marge, you can go to 147.
That's funny, 147. She'll be 18.
Yep. She'll be 30.
Yeah, can you tell what the odds are or anything from up there? I guess you can't read it though, huh?
I can't even see that thing from here.
Yeah.
Generators or anything around here.
Yeah, but this crowd gets so...
Yeah, yeah. Well, we got these helicopters in the air. No, I've got 6'11". I thought they said post was 6'04".
Me too. I'm building suspense.
It's working too.
We're behind the metal fence, and then there's like the track is. It's probably, I'm saying, 50 feet up there.
Oh, that far? Okay. Yeah.
So I'm really hoping we're going to be able to hear it.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
Yeah, see, most of them I've been to, I guess I've been on the outside. You're right on the track when you're at the fence.
Yeah, see, those other people really are.
What other people?
On the other
who
side.
Got, who you got? Who you got?
Some are four.
Seven?
Four.
Love a chump?
Finish 3 minutes. Four.
Two more, seven?
Four.
Come on. Come on. Come on, horses.
I kind of feel sorry for those pilots that have to drag those things with them all day. That can't be no fun. It's the same thing that was up there when we came
out. Next time you're in that, you can be both.
Oh, no, we got a fifth third bank now.
Let's go!
You know what?
We got a fifth third bank now.
Yeah, my favorite name for a bank.
Which one is it? 5 or 3? I don't know.
Or maybe it could be 1 2/3.
Alright, they're in the box. Let's do this.
You don't see him?
No, not yet. Everybody's getting ready.
This guy's getting passionate over here.
It's a self phones and cameras and everything all along that pitch.
I'll bet. Three dead. All right. Well, I'm glad we did play some show then. Now that's too wild. Number two came in second.
I can't tell. I can't be sure, but that's what it looked like.
Craig, what? I thought you had it all right. Hey, the 10th caribou out is the killing second.
All right, dude, we won. Wow. I wonder what the odds were on that. So that was the 132nd annual Run for the Roses in Louisville, Kentucky. Oh, play, we place. Okay. Well, we got 20 on place.
So I guess we're getting something.
Yeah.
8, 13, and then
I put mine on all the way, though, so I don't give a shit.
Nope.
Well, for sure do.
Let's go cash in and head out of here, I guess. Man, I almost put 60 on win. I'm glad I didn't do that. Boy, can you imagine what kind of money that is, though?
Yeah.
Because you put 20 on win, you get the win, the place, and the show. It's where we place the bed is where we need to go. Or any of the windows.
I can't tell if this is...
It may not even be worth cashing in.
Let's just hit up a window on the outside of the infield.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's... Yeah, because we're not coming back.
She's good. For starters, you're fucking crazy.
Can I get some coffee?
Oh, yeah.
I think we got a good recording out of that, Joe.
All right.
Just crowd noise, anyway.
No lines.
That's all right. Kind of gives you the feeling of being there.
You've been listening to Blind Cool Tech. Visit us on the web at blindcooltech.com. Our email address is blindcooltech@gmail.com, and our comment line is 206-984-9203.
Oh, man, we can't cash it in right here.
Can?